Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Hey, 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 everybody, what's going on? Best-selling author and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones here to bring you another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm excited that you decided to click the play button and join us today. If this is your first time with us, we're excited for you today. We're elated that you took the time to join us. If you've been rocking with us for a little bit, we're glad that you made it a choice and an honest, intentional decision to come back. We're glad that you're here. Today, we're talking about to tattoo or not the ink ceiling. And this is something that I wanted to specifically spend a little time on, primarily because I do a lot of work with the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. And this is where they have young men ranging from the ages 14 to about 17. And the facility that I typically visit is Cottrell House. And these young men are held here because they've committed some form of crime and they've been arrested for whatever. But ultimately, they serve a brief stint here. And this stint could be anywhere ranging between 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, a year, whatever it might be. And then ultimately, they serve that time, and then they get to get reintegrated back into society with a clear record, with a clean slate. Because here, they help these children focus on, you know, what those tools they'll need once they get integrated back, if it be job training, if it be other different type skills. This takes place while they're at Cottrell House. And as many of you have been following the Speak Your Success 5K campaign, this is where I donate the books. Every time somebody makes a purchase, this is where I donate a book because I go in and I mentor the young men here. But understanding that they're around the ages of, like I said, in between 14 to 17, so they're in that adolescent bracket. And according to Psychology Today, the adolescent bracket ranges between 13 to 19. And this is when, you know, it's that transitional stage from childhood to adulthood. And while I spent my time working with these young men, and I go up there probably about every other Friday at least, and I began to look around and I began to see some of them had tattoos. Some of them would have tattoos on their necks, some would have them on their forearms. Other times they even would sometimes have them on their faces. Because understanding once again that them being in this adolescent frame of mind, them being in this adolescent space, adolescents are seen as impulsive at times. Adolescents sometimes make decisions not always looking at the end result. And so therefore, I wanted to focus on this episode really to tattoo or not. And seeing how tattoos could or could not ultimately affect our trajectory through entrepreneurship or through even getting a job. So these young men definitely intrigued me. Because I always take the time and sit down and talk with at least a few of them, even though I'm assigned to one at a particular time. But I always get to have a few conversations with multiple of the young men. And I begin to ask them, well, what do you aspire to do once you get out of this place? Where do you see yourself going? What do you see yourself doing? And just as a lot of the individuals who listen to the podcast, a lot of the listeners are entrepreneurs, some are not. And if you might not be, then I know you might be entrepreneurial minded or have a job where you have vision for entrepreneurship. If you do, great. If you don't, great. It's perfectly fine. However, the only reason I want to bring that up is because I posed a question on Twitter. And on Twitter, the question was, do you believe that tattoos have the ability to limit your ceiling as an entrepreneur? And asking those young men those questions, seeing what they wanted to do, seeing where they desired to be with their lives, I then began to focus, okay, wow, if they have these tattoos and some of them are saying they want to be a welder, other ones are saying they want to be a mechanic. I was like, okay, I think that's fine. I think they'll be good there. But then another one of the gentlemen said, I want to own my own company. He said, I want to be a CEO. And when he said that, then I had to take a step back and I had to just reflect on what he said. So that made me want to pose the question on Twitter. And some of the responses I'll share with you from our faithful listeners, some of the responses, I just want you to put your listening ears on and listen to see if you agree with some of these responses, see if you disagree with some of these responses. But either way, I would love if you would like to just chime into the conversation, live tweet us. You can mention us on Twitter at SYS Podcast 1. We just changed the name to simplify it for you to tweet us and make life easier. Or you can just use the hashtag SYSP for Speak Your Success Podcast. But anyway, on to the responses. So the first response, Miss Samaje Best on Twitter, she's at Samaje Best. She had to say, yes, I say that as a person who went through an ink phase. I was always cognizant of my tattoo placement, as I knew the space I wanted to work in may not be accepting of the artistry that ink is. When I read that, I said, man, I think that's pretty, I think that's great foresight with her having to say that. I was like, that was a great response. And then the man himself, Mr. Brandon Moore, his Twitter handle is at Moore in Dallas. He went on to express, it all comes down to brand. If your brand aligns with having tattoos, people and companies aren't going to dismiss you because of that. If the target market has tattoos, then what is it going to hurt to have somebody with tattoos on board? And I think that's a great response as well. Because if you have tattoos and your brand is marketed towards people who have tattoos, then ultimately it should work out. So that was a great response. And this one is from Miss Whitney L. Barker, and she's the host of the Pink Lemonade podcast. I would encourage you all to check that out. She adds some great gems. She went on to say, not at all. Maybe it depends on the industry, but I don't think it bears an impact on how far you go. Thank you for taking the time to share that with us, Whitney. And lastly, I had Mr. Henry Amazing. He's at Henry Amazing, no G. And he's the host of the Amazing podcast. And he shared, nope, it all depends on the industry. And now hearing those quotes and hearing those thoughts of some of our listeners, it really makes you think that it sounds like we're somewhat divided just based on those responses. And I'm not going to say having tattoos is right. I'm not going to say having tattoos is wrong. But either way, I think it's just a great point of conversation for us to begin to ask these questions. Because if an individual has all the qualifications to work for your company, but however you see them with tattoos, then how are you going to respond to that? And with the title of this episode being The Ink Ceiling, I actually pulled a quote from that specific article because the episode was titled after that article. And the quote reads, tattoos are now more socially acceptable than they were a generation ago. And given anti-discrimination policies, they are less likely to be an official excuse for not awarding a job promotion. That really makes you think a little bit. Because, yes, people may say, oh, no, it wasn't the fact that Johnny didn't get the job because he had a tattoo. Johnny didn't get the job because he wasn't as qualified, because he didn't have XYZ. But then you might hire somebody else who's less qualified. I don't know. I really need you all's help. I really need your help. I would love for you to tweet us, and I would love for you to comment, because I want to hear more responses. The poll we put out on Twitter, the poll got a great feedback, got great traction, and got great responses. But the poll ultimately said, no, I don't think that you having tattoos will affect your ceiling as an entrepreneur. Because once again, entrepreneurship, you're in control of your brand. And entrepreneurship, you determine who you work with, although you might reach out and be working with some bigger companies. However, you get to pull the trigger and decide who you're going to pitch to, if they align with your brand, and does it even make sense. But once again, I would love for you to tweet us at SYS Podcast 1 or use the hashtag SYSP. Because I'm interested specifically to hear more from the people who are in corporate America right now. And you might have some tattoos, or you're in corporate America right now and you're sleeved up, shawty. I'm really just curious to hear from you and to hear if you've had some thoughts or you've had some feelings, or maybe you've been at an office picnic, or maybe you've been at an office barbecue or an office pool party, and then you happen to be wearing some cargo shorts. You happen to be wearing a tank top. And then your employer or your fellow employees, your colleagues, see you with these tattoos and they see this ink on you. What are the responses that you have gotten? What are the feelings that people have passed on to you? Please share with us, because we would love to hear from you. Because in that article, The Ink Ceiling, the writer went on to interview multiple people, and some of those people who worked in corporate America for prestigious law firms or prestigious businesses, some of them went on to say that they have tattoos, but they didn't want their name to be disclosed because they feel that the culture of the business and the culture of the entity ultimately would not be welcoming of that, or they would not want that attention. Even if the tattoos are covered up, really, bro? That's something to think about. That's really something to think about. And we're gonna go ahead and just process down, because I want to put that there. But also, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to read Process 14, Surprisingly Simple Behaviors to Skyrocket Millennials to Success, that's my Amazon best-selling book. Shameless plug. It is. I'll say it. It's a shameless plug. But the only reason I make mention of the book today is because I'm actually going to read a brief excerpt, because I wrote up an excerpt in, I believe it's chapter 5, Be Professional, and it's on page 32. And the topic was tattoos and piercings. And in the book, it reads, tattoos are not always unprofessional if they're in locations where they can be covered by clothing. However, tattoos on your neck, forearms, and or wrists may make you ineligible for hiring. Getting full-length sleeves is a term that is used for people who get their entire arms covered with tattoos, although this may be something that isn't an issue for you and might not create problems for you in your particular job field or career path. I do know that most jobs in corporate America or in any professional field don't endorse them openly. However, if you're working in retail or in some type fashion line or in the art industry, tattoos and piercings are acceptable as a means of self-expression. You need to think about your career goals before getting tattoos and piercings. And once again, that was just an excerpt from Process. And I only wanted to read that just so that we're challenged today. Because I, once again, I'm not telling you to go out and get sleeved up, which would be getting tattoos from forearm all the way to your bicep or even further. And once again, I'm not telling you not to, but I just want to create the conversation to see what your thoughts are and just really to get us thinking, to see how ultimately we can move forward together, see how ultimately we can be welcoming of other cultures, and see how we can be welcoming of others' arts and thought processes. And now, we don't actually have a challenge for the week. We did not have a challenge for the week, because I feel like this is enough of a challenge just putting this out there to see which way you feel about tattoos or not. Either way, we're about to transition to one of my favorite segments of the show, and this segment is entitled The Winner's Circle of the Week. Can we get the trumpets, please? And I'm really excited for this particular individual today, because this young lady I actually found as I was just scrolling on Instagram, and I happened to just stroll across her page one day. And one thing you might not know about me is that I love a good cover. I can really appreciate an artist with a wonderful voice. And, you know, that individual taking another artist's piece and them having the opportunity to share their vocals and bless us with their vocals over that piece. Even though some artists do a great job singing their own songs. I know. I just love hearing the voices of artists who are on the rise. And today, I just want to induct Miss Renee Latrice. We're going to make sure to get you all her links for her Instagram and the links for her YouTube just below in the show notes. You definitely want to check that out. Because I wanted to take the time to really highlight this young lady, because as I said, I was just scrolling on Instagram, and then next thing I know, I found myself on her YouTube page, and the next thing I know, I was just adding her songs to my YouTube playlist, because she has a beautiful voice. And like I said before, I'm a fan of covers. Everybody cannot do a great cover. However, when this young lady sings over covers, she does a great job, and she does so much justice for each and every artist whose cover that she performs. So without further ado, I'm just going to drop you this clip of her singing the cover to Andrea Day, Cheers to the Fall. Let's take a listen.
Sometimes I go.
Didn't I tell you? Listen to this woman's voice. This young woman is gifted. I'm excited to see where she goes next. I'll definitely be following, and I'm definitely subscribed to her YouTube. We're going to include her information down in the show notes so you can subscribe to her YouTube as well. So make sure to follow Miss Renee Latrice. We're going to have all her information down in the show notes. And before we get out of here, I really almost forgot, but I want to make sure to acknowledge and to recognize the review, the Apple review of the week. As I said, we're going to do an Apple review every Friday. And if you would like the chance to potentially be the Apple review of the week, then you have to go on iTunes and you have to leave an Apple review. Make sure you write one out. We appreciate the 5-star reviews. However, if you give us a written review, that's the way that you have opportunity to be the Apple review of the week. And this Apple review of the week goes to, drumroll please, this one goes to Mr. Hollywood Cass, and it's entitled Morning Routine. This is the perfect podcast to start your morning routine. I like to get my daily motivation in the morning before the day really gets going. This podcast has joined that rotation of positive motivation. There's so much value to be garnered in every episode. Hollywood Cass, we appreciate you, sir, taking the time to tune in to the Speak Your Success podcast. You and Jay Will, keep doing what you're doing on Don't Take It Personal podcast. Make sure to check out their podcast. They add a lot of value and they add a lot of culture. They are hilarious and they have phenomenal guests. So tune into their podcast as well. Friends, we're about to get out of here. But I would encourage you to connect with us on Twitter, once again, at SYSPodcast1, or using the hashtag SYSP, just so we know that we can stay connected with you and just so that we can continue to be engaged. We're also on Instagram at Speak Your Success. And friends, you got to say it from deep down. You got to go deep on it today. You know how we close out the show. Speak your success. Believe in your greatness. And continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?
Sometimes I go.